Good afternoon. The powerful nor'easter, which slammed the region over the last 24 hours with 1 to 2 feet of snow, continues to depart off into the Canadian Maritimes. As it continues to strengthen, a westerly wind is increasing across the region and at times will gust over 20 and even 30 miles per hour. So while the snowfall is winding down and continues to lift away from our region, we will continue to see wind-driven snow and low visibilities. This will last through the afternoon hours, even as the clouds break up and we get some breaks of sun, which will push temperatures up into the mid-30s for afternoon highs. It'll remain dry through this evening. Skies will be mostly cloudy overnight tonight, with a weak area of high pressure temporarily building in. Lows will drop down into the teens to around 20. This will set us up for the next system, which is quickly racing through the central plains toward the Ohio Valley. This one does not have quite as much moisture to work with, but it will intensify when it hits the coast east of the Delmarva Peninsula. It'll turn up the coast and work its way east of Cape Cod and toward the Canadian Maritimes itself during the day tomorrow, and this will bring some light snow through the region, which will add up to about 1 to 3 inches by the end of the day across our area. Temperatures tomorrow will top out right around 30 degrees. We'll finally have a completely dry day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be breezy and colder with highs in the lower to mid-20s, and high pressure will keep it dry on Monday, and after starting out at or below zero, we'll make it up into the lower 20s as some high clouds move in, with the next system already on the way. This one will take a bit of a different track through the Great Lakes before reforming off the eastern seaboard. Temperatures overnight Monday night will drop back into the teens and 20s, which will allow the precipitation to begin as snow. However, on Tuesday, it looks like we'll reach up above freezing, which could mean some mixed precipitation during the daylight hours. On Wednesday, we'll dry it out again with a mix of sun and clouds, milder around 40, and even into the middle 40s with a chance of rain showers by next Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as the powerful nor'easter departs, snow will continue to fall heavily in northern New England, where another 10 to 16 inches could fall in parts of Maine. Winter storm warnings continue through the day there. Also behind the storm, strong gusty winds at times over 40 miles per hour will cause considerable blowing and drifting of snow, as well as low visibilities, making travel conditions poor. Elsewhere, winter weather advisories have been issued for much of the Ohio Valley into the central Appalachians for the next system, which will be heading in tonight and tomorrow. Snow amounts will be more modest, however, with this system on the order of about 2 to 4 inches. And out west, sustained moisture flow from the Pacific is expected to keep conditions unsettled across the northwestern corner of the nation, extending into the northern Rockies, with widespread rain in the lowlands and snows across the mountains. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Elsinore, California, to a low of 14 below zero at Oaks, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sun, windy, lower 40s, Boston increasing sun, windy, in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo, snow showers with highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low, 17. The record high, 63, set in 1946, and the record low, 10 below zero, in 1987. Sunrise this morning, 6:54 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:26 p.m. 10 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Any light snow will continue to wind down through the early part of the afternoon, little additional accumulation. Windy with some sunshine breaking through, and temperatures in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, windy with breaks of sunshine and blowing and drifting snow through the afternoon, temperatures in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, breaks of sunshine, windy with blowing snow through the afternoon, and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, breaks of sunshine and windy this afternoon with blowing and drifting snow, and highs in the middle 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Windy, with breaks of sunshine this afternoon and blowing snow, highs in the middle 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with light snow, 1 to 3 inches across the region by late in the day, highs around 30. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold on Sunday, back into the lower to mid-20s. Sunshine giving way to high clouds on Monday in the lower 20s. A good chance of snow or mixed precipitation Monday night into Tuesday, highs in the lower to mid-30s Tuesday afternoon. A mix of sun and clouds near 40 on Wednesday, and increasing clouds with the chance of showers on Thursday with highs in the middle 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.